Everyone to the meeting this morning. Great to see our treasurer, Ms. Nancy Nixon, and see all the kids this morning. Welcome to everyone. I would ask that you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
April 24th, 2008.
Just have a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting. Motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Yes, so moved.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. First on the agenda, Tina Oso and Shared Harvest. Tina?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to talk about the National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive. We've been working with the letter carriers in Butler County since 1995, and this county has contributed nearly 750,000 pounds of food since the beginning of our participation in the drive. This is a national one-day food drive. It's very simple. All you have to do is put non-perishable food items out by your mailbox on Saturday, May 10th. And when your letter carrier delivers your mail, he will pick up the food, goes to the post offices, gets loaded on our trucks. We bring it back to the warehouse, sort through it all, box it all, and distribute it to food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters right here in Butler County. Last year, this drive in one day generated over 70,000 pounds of food for Shared Harvest Food Bank. Nationally, in one day, the letter carriers collected over 70.7 million pounds of food. It is the largest individual charitable response to hunger in this country, and it comes at a critical time. Pain at the pump, shock at the store, are causing lines at our food pantries to get longer and longer. People who used to be our small individual donors, $5 and $10 a month, are now finding themselves standing in lines trying to get some help with groceries. And so we plead with the community to step up once again, as they have in the past, and make this a record-breaking year for our neighbors in need.
Tina, you've always done a marvelous job there, and we can't say enough for all that you do. So we obviously really appreciate all your efforts there. It's for such a worthy cause.
Thank you.
And I do have a proclamation. Did gentlemen have anything else before I do the proclamation?
No, before.
The National Association of Letter Carriers have designated the day of May 10th, 2008 as the 16th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive Day. And whereas the NALC food drive collected a record of 70.7 million pounds of food nationally and a record-breaking 70,372 pounds of food in Butler County in 2007. And whereas thousands of hungry and homeless people will have access to this needed and nourishing food through Butler County food pantries, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters. And whereas the United Way, AFL-CIO, Shared Harvest Food Bank, and countless community volunteers will lend assistance to this charitable endeavor. And whereas the United States Postal Service encourages and supports this drive. Now therefore, be it resolved that we, Charles R. Furman, Donald L. Dixon, and Gregory V. Jolivet, Commissioners of Butler County, Ohio, do hereby proclaim Saturday, May 10th, 2008, as the National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive Day. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
See you,
Next on the agenda, we're proud to announce Nancy Nix for Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
Thank you for letting us come to your meeting. It just worked out. Tiffany Jordan approached me a couple months ago about doing the Take Your Child to Work Day, and it probably looks a little self-serving since I have two of the children of the six, but I'll just introduce them. It's Tiffany and Sierra Jordan. You want to stand up, Sierra? No? Okay. Monica and Carly Sherba. Claire and Paige Turco. Tanya Blackwood and her son Dylan. And then my two, Lizzie and Andrew Nix. Now, I did leave the third one home crying because he had to go to school. But I told him in a couple years he can come. Yeah. Anyway, this is a program that's been done for about 15 years, and they're just going to be shadowing us today to see what parents do during the workday. So we're real excited about it. And I want to thank Tiffany for heading it up and doing all the work and bringing it to my attention. So just appreciate your time. And I think we're on to the courts now. So okay, we'll be leaving. Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming. We appreciate it.
Have a good day. It's better than school, right?
Thank you. Dave Fear, final plat, Liberty Office Park.
I have one item for approval today. This is the final plat for Liberty Office Park. This is located in Liberty Township, a commercial project. It's located between Hamilton Mason Road and Regional Highway.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
I'm a little slow today.
Work session for building and zoning permit software. Are we doing that upstairs? Or?
Yes, we're doing that upstairs.
If we may, we'll go into the reports, please.
For communications, we're pulling one resolution out separately, and it is the resolution involving the advertising for bids for a project of the engineer at 747 and Kyle Station Road. So with the exception of that resolution that we'll do separately, we'll do the remaining of the communications currently. You're requested to approve travel and training requests for Mrs. Romer, Baker, and Simpson for MCE Max training in Tampa, Florida, $3,300. Next, your request to approve a travel request for Judge David Niehaus in the juvenile court to attend the 2008 annual conference in Canton, Ohio. Cost $550. Under transfers and appropriations, we have a request for $2,000 transfer between accounts to cover some unemployment cost. We have an increase in budget of $10,000 in Job and Family Services, which is a state requirement where we have to run certain expenses through Job and Family Services and then have them reimbursed by Children's Services. Next, in the sewer replacement and improvement fund, an increase in budget of $5,000 for some ongoing projects involving ODOT and TID and engineer that were not included in the original budget. Next, under EMA, local emergency planning, we have a reclassification between accounts for accounting purposes. Finally, we have several changes and an increase in budget of $17,811 in the Homeland Security grant, and that is in order to repay an advance that was provided, this particular fund number 6028. under the county care facility. We have a request for a transfer between two accounts to allow for the installment payment of advance from the general fund. Now, as we move on to personnel, our personnel actions today, we have to change the accounting code that Dean Sanders, employed as a personal computer technician, is charged to, and it's changed to account code or department 001 or general fund 001, department 4, information services. Next, we have a resolution for your approval to hire seasonal employees for the 2008 summer employment program at a rate of $10.25 per hour. These employees will be employed in the Department of Environmental Services, and they include Mason Hudson, Houston, Jordan Brooks, Justin Harden, Matthew Bain, Braden Reamer, Matt Allen, Kim Fear, Alex Woodray, Nick Martini, Tyler Barrett, Eric Combs, Ben Wosty, and Chris Isle. Next, under Job and Family Services, you're requested to authorize the extension of a one-year renewal with a contract with Adult Care Enterprises, who provides services in the Middletown area, and the extension is to expand the program 1 year with automatic renewal through June 30th, 2009. Next, you're asked to approve an agreement with Catholic Social Services for the purchase of mental health services and educational services through December 31, 2008, with a maximum expenditure of $97,000. Finally, under Job and Family Services and Children's Services, you're asked to amend Resolution 06071191, adopted July 6, 2006, in order to extend the period of the contract from April 30th, 2008 to December 31, 2008. This involves a family drug court and abuse neglect dependency project between Children's Services and Juvenile Court. Under Environmental Services, you're asked to accept or receive and refer bids for the purchase of DS laboratory equipment. We receive bids from West Coast Scientific Instruments and Seal Analytical. Environmental Services also requesting you to approve a reimbursement of expenses to Nelson McKeever for a fee that Mr. McKeever paid to attend a EPA Water Class 3 license class in the amount of $55. Environmental Services are also requesting you to approve another reimbursement of expenses to Scott Paulson for purchase of bottled water that was provided to customers due to a water main break, and the amount of reimbursement is $4.45. Next, we have the engineer, and we have we are requested to receive and refer bids for the north paving of various township roads in Milford, Wayne, and Madison townships in accordance with the county engineer's contract 2008-6, where bids were received from Barrett Paving, John Jurgensen, Don Sissel, and Mount Pleasant Blacktopping, with the low bid received at $457,453, and the highest bid received at $564,117. Under miscellaneous, you're requested to approve and execute a memorandum of understanding with Robert Treaton and Associates it's concerning the redesign of the animal shelter project, analysis of bids received, revision of drawings and specifications for rebid with the new animal shelter. Next, a related, you're requested to approve a related action where the original contract for Robert E. Treaton for architectural services on the animal shelter is reduced by $21,250. Next, you're asked to approve and execute a document called a tenant estoppel certificate with Vanguard Wireless for a radio antenna tower site that we currently occupy space on, and that Vanguard is transferring ownership to Duke Energy, thereby needing the estoppel certificate or verification into the new owner that we occupy the tower. Finally, we have you're asked to approve a reimbursement for damages caused by stray dogs that has met the demise of three American chickens. And finally, we have another request for reimbursement. By the way, that first request was for $18. Next, we have a request for $120 for a similar problem where stray dogs had killed 20 chickens.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Okay, we now have a separate resolution to advertise for bids for Princeton Glendale State Route 747 and Kyle Station in accordance with the engineer specifications under contract number 2008-5.
Move to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I ask this to be voted on separately. I'm giving them some right of way. This road project comes in front of some property that I own, and so I'd like to abstain from this any action on this.
Mr. Furman, second.
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon, abstain.
Yes.
Abstain. And Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners have anything at this time?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I've got an appointment at funeral at 10:30, so I won't be making a 10 o'clock work session. So.
Okay, I understand. I'd like to just announce that we have reduced the size of our summer program for environmental services and others. It's an effort to lower the water rates by reducing some of the programs that we've had in the past, so it was necessary to do that. Just wanted to make that point. Anybody want to expound on that?
Well, that was, yes, Mr. Chairman. I think based on the meeting that you held the other day about the water with Environmental Services Department, the discussions that summer personnel, I concur with you that I think cutting this program probably in half with summer employees will amount to over $100,000 in savings, and that goes towards the our efforts to lower the water rates, to our water and sewer rates to our customers. So I concur with that piece of legislation.
I think that's, you know, the right thing to do. Is a first piece of a puzzle of making sure that we can lower the water rates, and I'm sure in the very near future we'll have some other ideas and plans with regards to the, you know, the Butler County Environmental Services Department. And one of them may even be a name change, which
yeah,
I'd like to see.
Okay. Anyone from the audience have anything at this time? Again, Tina, thank you so much. I appreciate the job you do. So, with that, we'll recess to go upstairs for the work session. Thank you.